My friends, I'm not in the business of telling people what to talk about. I say speak and speak freely, except when it comes to the topic of fantasy football. Then I don't want to hear about it, and I know I'm not alone. Now, let me be clear. I have no problem with what Americans do in the privacy of their own homes. And if that includes the infernal, soul-sucking habit of playing fantasy football, i.e. selecting a scattershot team of NFL players to whom you'll attach your human emotions for the next 5 months, well then, good for you. Fantasy football is undoubtedly huge today. It's huge! It's America's second most popular hobby, right after screaming at strangers on the internet. But have you ever listened to somebody talk about his or her fantasy football team? It's like listening to someone talk about their cat, but worse. Fantasy football matters greatly to the person playing the fantasy football, but not much to anyone else. Now, I don't care that your running back is underperforming. I don't even care that your quarterback was a steal. And I definitely don't care that you have great optimism in yielding points from the Houston Texans defense. Again, this is nothing personal. I'd just rather hear you talk about your cat. Honestly, I'd rather argue about politics with random people on an airplane than listen to somebody talk about their fantasy football team. I would rather hear about a kayak vacation that you took 5 years ago. I wouldn't even mind hearing about a kayak vacation you took 20 years ago. You know that one where you lost your hat? What I'm trying to say is fantasy football talk is dull. Duller than a wet cardboard box. It's a fictitious event with low stakes that apply only to the participants. It's basically hermit crab racing, but with humans. The good news is that you have some options. If you live with someone who plays fantasy football, I don't want you to consider divorce or separation or buying a plane ticket to the south of France and never coming back. I just need you to go to the hardware store and buy as much scrap lumber as you can find. Now take that lumber and a bunch of nails and pound away in the yard for a few hours until you have constructed a handsome single-room structure with room for a hot plate and a lawn chair. We're going to call this the Fantasy Shed. And the Fantasy Shed is there for moments where family and friends begin to talk about their fantasy football team. All you have to do is raise your arm in the air and bellow, "To the Shed!" And off they will go to the Fantasy Shed, where they can sit in this remote, one-person, hopefully soundproof cabin and talk to themselves for as long as they want about their wonderful fantasy team. They can talk about potential trades and their playoff moves and offer very strong opinions about the Tampa Bay kicking situation. You win, they win, we all win. It's a perfect solution. Again, I'm not denying that fantasy football is a modern phenomenon and can be loads of fun. I just think it belongs outside in a small wooden shed.